Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at BJGeekNation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm Attorney Travis Gagné. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. This guy could be Father of the Year because he got some pretty major celebrities to send video messages congratulating his daughter, Faith, on her graduation.
Great part, when I saw the story, I thought, oh, he just went on Cameo, because nowadays you could do that.
Yeah, right.
Like, you know, drop, and I'm like, how much coin did he drop? And then to find out that he didn't drop any coin, didn't do it through Cameo, is pretty impressive.
Yeah, he just went on LinkedIn and found all of these celebrities' managers. And what I think is funny is I wonder how many of these people she actually knows or cares about. You know what I mean? I think it's like, I didn't know if whether or not she actually liked some of these folks or if he just went and whoever he could get to wish her a happy graduation, he just got.
Well, when he was interviewed, he said that he found, he made a list of all the actors that Faith grew up watching. And that's kind of what made him decide on the celebrities that he picked. So I think I think all of them were with intent.
Yeah, because the one on the list here is the one that I was really like, you know, I wonder what the heck would she watch that Ben Kingsley was in? You know, Mark Wahlberg, Bob Saget, Kat Dennings, and Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Those are the other folks that he got. But Ben Kingsley was the one's like, does she even know who that guy is? But
I don't know who's Ben Kingsley.
Oh, I'm trying to think of what you would know. He played Gandhi. He was also the Mandarin in Iron Man 3, but I don't know what else you'd know him from.
I do know him from Gandhi, yeah.
Yeah.
I barely remember that movie, but yes. Well, maybe maybe she liked Iron Man, because I feel like that's a little...
Oh, you may be right. You know what? You might have a point there. Maybe she did like Iron Man 3, and that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the montage that he got to make for his daughter, Faith, for her graduation, because these celebrities said yes.
Hey, Faith. Mark Wahlberg here. I just wanted to slide into your high school graduation video and join everyone in offering our congratulations and wishing you all the best.
Faith, it's Bob Saget here, wishing you a lot of love and congratulations graduating from high school.
Congratulations, Faith.
Faith, it's me, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, your buddy.
Faith, congratulations.
Your buddy.
Your buddy. Oh, I was just seeing Kat Dennings. Wow, that's Kat.
Kat Dennings rules.
Mm-hmm. She's
in a relationship now with Andrew WK, which makes her even more awesome. Like, all they do is just post pictures together, and I'm just like, these two are just men. They just make, they're just like, they just put smiles on my faces for different reasons.
Yeah, and I love Jeffrey Dean Morgan. He's, you know, he's just out, looks like he's out in the Pacific Northwest just hanging out. The guy's just like such a mountain man looking guy.
What a fun video, man.
Yeah. Oh, and she got J.K. Simons, too, the guy that played J. Jonah Jameson. Wow, that's really cool. He got a lot.
Yeah, it wasn't just those. Like, I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Like,
Wow, that's pretty wild.
Yeah, what have you done for Sarah Jo? None of that.
Yeah, go on. Hold on a second. Sarah, she had a little tear in her eye this morning. She says, Dad, this totally reminds me of when you got Billy Piper, who played Rose Tyler in Doctor Who.
Oh, that's right.
For her 16th birthday, which at the time, she was huge into Doctor Who. and loved Rose Tyler. So that was, I mean, I was father of the year for that.
Billy Piper.
Billy Piper. Billy Piper. Billy Piper.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, and so, yeah, there you go, Steve. I'd actually, now, you know what? It's on you. Fine. What have you done for Tater Tot these days?
Well, you know, I'm working on getting Masha to send her a message.
That's a good job.
Yeah. I did get Universal Kids to tweet that Lil Tatum's the cutest Masha and the Bear fan ever.
There we go. Aww. Okay.
So, I mean, I'm going to save that and show it to her.
Did you really? That really happened?
Yeah, I tweeted at them, just, you know, a picture of Tatum watching the show, and they said, oh, she's the cutest fan ever, or something along those lines.
Oh, I didn't see that. That's awesome.
It was from a few months ago, or not.
Still, that is really, I never even thought of doing something like that. That's really cool.
Oh, yeah, just trying to get that clout on the Twitter for Tatum.
Oh, man. I love that Faith's dad, you know, said, hey man, I made a list of all the actors that Faith grew up watching, like you said. And basically, he just emailed them all. And the amount he got back, he said, Thursdays are the trick, though. If you email people on Thursdays, somehow, some way, they will get back to you. Because he says that's when you get a response from people. And then he did a follow-up email on Fridays. And he said that's how he got it done. So Thursdays are the day.
Huh.
Today's the day to email people that you want stuff from, I guess.
Is it because like you're one day away from the weekend, so you have a little bit more pep in your step? I wonder why.
You know what? I have to tell you, I do. You know, it's not. I don't want to be bothered on Fridays, but Thursday, I'm very excited that Friday is here. That I actually feel like doing stuff for people on Thursdays. I think he's got something.
You want to get everything done before the weekend, and Friday's the weekend, basically.
And you know what? It's so easy now with your phone. You can record a video with your phone, as you saw with all those folks. They're just in there. It's so easy to do. So
they don't need like a film crew to show up or anything along those lines. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So it's this whole pandemic Zoom mentality. Everyone realizes just how easy it is to just do a video. And this guy got it done. All right, Thursdays. Remember that, kids.
So how funny it would have been if Bob Saget started using his certain iconic line that he had half-baked. Probably a good thing that he did not.
Or he went into his Aristocrats bit.
Right?
Yeah.
Happy graduation.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? Bob Saget, he seems like the guy that will just do whatever, you know, do anything for you. You know, he was always good to us. Every time we had him on the show, we went backstage. You just love that about a performer who really enjoys all aspects of performing. That includes promotion and hanging with people that, you know, give him support. So it doesn't surprise me that he did this. Doesn't surprise me at all.
One texter said my dad went to high school with Jeffrey Dean Morgan. A good guy.
Yeah, you know.
Dad's a good guy or Jeffrey Dean Morgan's a good guy. But one of them's a good guy.
Wouldn't that be great if everyone just said that? You know, I went to high school with that guy. You know, that famous guy. Yeah, well, I'm a good guy.
Yeah.
I'm a good guy.
Oh, man. Yeah, Jeffrey Dean Morgan plays one of the most hated characters, you know, that's really antagonists that have ever come on television. And yet I've heard nothing but great stuff about the guy. It's interesting how you can play such a convincingly evil guy.
Well, a lot of people love him because he was the father in Supernatural.
Oh, I don't remember. I didn't watch that show. Really? He was in that show, too.
Oh, yeah. He's a girl.
The hell is Supernatural?
It's a show that you and your wife will never watch.
Okay, cool.
It's not, I mean, I can watch it, so it's not that horribly scary, but I think it's just going to be too scary for your wife. It's like X-Files, but it's two brothers instead, and they get real crazy into things.
Oh, really?
Network show? NBC?
It's on Netflix right now.
Okay.
Does anything happen to the brothers? Do they turn into stuff? Or am I thinking of another show?
It's all kinds of shenanigans. I'm only on season 5. There's like 13 seasons.
There are 13 seasons
of this? Something ridiculous. Like, it's a lot of seasons. They just ended it like this last year, I think.
Wow. Okay, and Jeffrey Dean Morgan was on that show too. Mm-hmm. I had no idea. Was that a British show first?
I don't think so.
Oh, I must be thinking of another show. But hey, well, good. 13 seasons is nothing to laugh at.
It's so much like X-Files that in the first episode they make fun of, like they see two FBI agents, like, "Hey, Schuller Moldy," or "Schuller Moldy."
Good old Moldy.
There you go.
Mulder, you kind of made me want to watch this show now. I didn't realize it had an X-Files vibe.
And
why
BJ,
I like Debris.
It's from your favorite network, the CW.
Oh, so you know there's going to be some teen drama.
God, no.
Oops, sorry, Dad.
It's actually not. If I can watch it, I'm not a C-Dub fan. If I can watch it, you can watch it.
Vicky?
Like, you'll like it.
You know, but you are a young woman, and
I don't
probably
like the
more...
CW though.
But this,
because you watch more shows on the CW than anyone.
Yeah,
I know, and I do it because I watch it with my daughter. I mean, really?
No, you don't. You do it because they wear like, you know, like superhero outfits.
True.
Well, yes, that was. But let me tell you, Steve, it's painful sometimes to watch these superhero shows because of all the drama. It is. I mean, it really, really is tough. And I gave up on a lot of those shows because of it. It's like, I can't take this anymore. I just can't take this stupid drama. I just want to see superhero people fighting people that are super villainy people.
And I forgot about it, but yep, he was also a character on Grey's Anatomy. He was Denny.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Went to Lake Washington High and grew up in this area.
And of course, the first time I ever saw him, the first time I ever saw him, he played a reptilian in Star Trek Enterprise, which is really wild because you can recognize his voice. It's nuts. But the first time that I remember seeing him was in Watchmen. Played the comedian.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Like, it was exciting because you're like, oh, that guy's a local dude. And he's in this movie. And I didn't even know anything about him or the Watchmen, but I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's 15 seasons of Supernatural.
15?
It's a perfect one to binge when you've got literally nothing else to do.
Do they do like two seasons a year or has it like been around for 15 years?
I think it might be 15 years, Steve. I don't think it's like reality.
It started
shows in
2005.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, then. That's it.
And they're not short seasons either. Like, they're long episodes. Currently, there are 327 episodes total.
Yeah.
Yeah, because television, you got to do 20-something episodes a year usually. And back when they started.
Good news. One texter says it's two full-grown men, no teen drama. You'll recognize a lot of people in it. And yep, it's 15 seasons of amazing.
Really?
I think
Supernatural.
Felicia Day eventually kind of has a stint on it as well.
I
later
love Felicia
on.
Day.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying a lot of things.
There's a lot of good actors and actresses.
You're saying a lot of things.
So, Vicky, if I watch Supernatural, what are you going to watch that you've been promising you'd watch forever and you haven't?
Is that how it works?
It really is.
Why do you? I don't care if you watch it or not. I'm saying, like, I'm giving it my seal of approval. If you want to watch it, cool. We can talk about it.
It's the deal I have with Vicky. As you know, she's talked about this yesterday. If you tell me to do something, I won't do it. You know, and
I've
been asking
if it's good or not, and I'm saying I liked it. It's good. I'm not saying you need to watch it because I'm not doing that.
All right, fine. Well, I'm not watching it.
That's such a weird thing, though. Like, hey, because that person recommended something doesn't mean that they have to now follow what your recommendation is. Because I have a guy that gives me a hard time. He's like, have you tried that Indian food place I recommended? I'm like, no. He's like, well, I tried Karma based on your on-air recommendation. I'm like, cool. That's awesome. He's like, well, when are you going to try the one that I recommended? I'm like, I didn't know that's how things work because I don't want, if I'm going to have Indian, I'm going to go with the place that I know and I like.
That's how things work with me, Steve.
Everything with him is transactional, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Vicky is not lying. If you come to me and go, hey, here's a cool show I think you'd like, okay, and then I turn around and recommend a show to you, and then if I start realizing I'm only watching the shows you recommend and you never watch what I recommend, I'm done. I'm like,
what if you like the shows that they're recommending?
It's too bad. I'm behind in the transactional situation. You know what? If you're not going to watch one of my shows, I'm done with you.
Okay,
so then
he's done with me. Yay.
Yeah, that's it. I'm just done with everybody. That's why, you know, I'm never going to your restaurant, Steve.
All right, fine. Then don't go. You're missing out on some good specials.
And you're missing out on a good show.
Yeah, and you know what? You're missing out on life.
Okay.
That's it. There we go. Yeah. We got a guy who's making music by hitting himself in the face.
Something fun.
Oh, you got to check it out, Steve. You'll hear what it sounds like at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. There's a guy online that's getting a bunch of views for how he covered the Aha song, Take On Me.
Take on me.
Wow.
Take on me.
I love the Real Big Fish version.
The gym that I go to always plays that version, and I'm like, yeah, I want to dance.
Oh, I love Real Big Fish.
I don't think I've heard that version. I've heard the Weezer version.
Oh, Rev, you should find it. They're a ska band, kind of like... They're kind of in the line of like Mighty Mighty Boston's. They came after, like, when Mighty Mighty Boston's were getting big, Real Big Fish was soon after them, and they were kind of like part of that ska wave with, like, No Doubt and
ska
Say
punk.
Ferris.
Yeah, Goldfinger.
Pop punk with horns, basically.
Yeah.
But I always loved Real Big Fish. They had the song Sell Out.
Oh, Sell Out was so good. Yeah. I found Take On Me by Real Big Fish.
All right, let's hear this one. It's not better to be saying the song.
Not bad. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I like the synth version. I like the 80s version.
BJ's a horn hater.
Yeah. I mean, look, I don't mind horns, but there's just something about the synths that were used in the original that I really like.
No, the original is great. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But I always loved that version because it just sounds like a party.
And we got a different version, though. This is, of course, I don't even know who this guy is. But he basically says he's going to perform Take On Me by hitting myself in the face. And... He basically recorded clips of himself doing cheek slaps, forehead smacks, tooth taps, and cheek flicks, and edited it all together for this fine version of Take On Me.
Oh, hello. Ow.
Oh, man. Actually, this is pretty good.
Okay, this might be the best version ever.
Yeah.
He's like palming his forehead to make that snare sound.
Yeah. All right.
Uh-oh, Steve's chiming in.
Wow, he's beating himself up pretty good, though.
Sorry.
Oh,
look at you.
I didn't see if I could do a song. Let's see. Okay. I'm going to cover a song.
Name that tune, everybody.
We shouldn't have encouraged him.
Right.
Is it Dominic?
Yeah.
Hey, I didn't even get to know.
Yeah, I know. You didn't have to because you're a lovely gentleman.
Well, at least he's punching himself for your entertainment.
Yeah, I
BJ?
Don't know. You know what I mean? At some point, does his brain tell him this is the best radio he can do or the best radio that should be done? That's what I want to know because I mean
all of the above.
Yeah. Really? All just to troll me?
Yes.
You made me squirt, you jerk. Hey,
we get it.
That guy did that for like over a minute.
Jeez. Yeah, he did. I would like to see you do that for the rest of your life. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Oh, so then you agree. It's great radio.
It is.
Well, no, it's a troll situation. I don't know if we should put it on the air, but I would, you know, the commercial breaks or whatever, yeah, you go ahead and do it.
And I can smack my forehead like he does?
Oh, yeah. I'm smacking my forehead, but just because I'm involved in this.
I just palm my eyeball.
All right, there we go.
Smartest man in the room, everybody.
How do you hurt yourself by... Okay, I'm not going
to
ask.
Yeah, I mean... I was trying to do both parts with both hands, and I wasn't focused. That's all. It's less than in focus, kids.
Yeah, it's the rub your stomach and do the top of your head bang thing or shoot down and walk.
But I could do that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You want to do that, too? I mean,
that's silly. I mean, that's a visual thing.
That's silly. Okay. Yeah. All right, we found the silly line, kids. All right,
Does anyone else want to give it a whirl?
No,
by smacking himself around?
Yeah.
All right.
I like Vicky's willing to give it a shot.
Yeah, I'm like trying to think of how I'm going to do this because I got the invisible aligners in my mouth. So it's like I'm trying not to hurt myself here.
Invisalign. All right, turn it up.
Okay. Is she doing Take On Me?
It sounds like Take On Me.
Yay! Yes.
I knew that song.
I know, but it's stuck in my head and it's my dad's favorite.
Okay.
So it's for my dad. Happy Father's Day.
You know what?
I mean,
honestly, between the two of you, I don't know why.
Rev's trying. He's got his mic off, but I see him trying. So, Rev.
I'm trying to think of a song. I don't have a good song.
Orgy. Do Orgy.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Blue Monday.
All right. All right.
Woo!
That's good.
Ow! Crash.
Okay. Well, you got the intro to it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Nice work.
Yeah, my face hurts.
Yeah. Yeah, my cheeks are still stinging.
A little red, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at least three of us are willing to have fun.
Exactly, because the other two of us
are not. All right, Danny!
I'll do it.
Yes. I was just going to give Danny an intelligence credit, but now I realize he's a moron, too.
Well, yeah, but...
Okay.
No sound.
What?
No, he doesn't know how to make a hollow
sound.
Yeah,
you got to put your mouth
there. Yeah,
there
you go.
There
we go.
I don't know what Steve just did there.
It worked. Right? Yeah. Tend your blow up doll, Danny.
I see some thumbnails, Steve. Good job there.
You reminded me of the old face. I got it.
What are we doing? What is this?
Jingle bells.
Thank you.
Boom.
Okay. Yes.
I thought you were trying to do We Will Rock You.
Oh, no. Okay. That'd be like...
So, you went with a Christmas song?
Yeah. So did you.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Okay.
Hey,
okay, thank you. We get it. We didn't forget what you played, Steve.
Is this the dumbest segment we've ever done?
No.
No.
So it's, I don't know, it's Weed Week again.
Yeah, it is Weed Week again. If it's not the dumbest segment, it's got to qualify for the top one, as far as I'm concerned.
This might be my favorite segment of the week.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Of the week? Are we doing this every week now?
Yeah. Yes, we should. This should be a new segment. Guess what song we're playing on our mouths?
Yeah. Okay, fine. You know what? Feel free. Because I get to take a little time off. I'll just, you know what? I'll get a coffee while you guys are doing that.
Okay, that seems like a fair trade-off.
That's a fair right? trade-off for me.
You get caffeinated and
you guys bang faces. Your mouths. You just bang in the mouth. Go ahead.
All right.
Yeah, that's worth it. So,
so
far.
Weird. So weird.
Yeah. Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
thanks for that assessment.
Really is, yeah.
Yeah.
Someone said this bit is literally redefining radio.
Yeah.
See, the texters know what's up.
Oh, yeah. We got to bring this to the conventions. They'll love it.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Oh, I would love to do that because there's all these, like, people who take themselves way too seriously go to those conventions.
Yeah.
And they're just so, like, into themselves. And then here's our sample of what we do. And it's just us smacking our cheeks.
Oh, I think this is exactly what I'm going to recommend. And now I know what I'm going to do. You guys troll me on the show. I'm going to troll you guys at conventions. Every dumb idea I've been writing down. And I am going to just go, hey, here's something that Steve and Vicky came up with. And I'm just going to go, blah, blah, here we go. You bang on your face.
I cannot wait until it catches fire. Every radio station across America is, you know, making...
Face smacking.
Yep, face smacking themselves.
Yeah, you know, you can't wait, but you know what? You're going to be waiting for some time.
Like this texture says, this segment slaps.
Yes!
Boom, that's what the kids say, BJ.
Is that what they say, slaps?
It
I don't
is.
Know. Okay, yeah.
So it said, well, am I that stoned, or are you weirdos actually trying to make music with your faces? Is this actually happening? From Ryan.
Yes, Ryan, it's actually happening.
Mm-hmm.
And there you go. All based on a guy that actually at least did a decent job doing Take On Me. Do we got him again?
Oh, yeah.
We should probably at least let people know how this ridiculousness started if you just tuned in. There was a guy on the internets that actually slapped the hell out of himself in order to do Take On Me. And he recorded different parts of himself being slapped. His face, his forehead, his teeth. And, well, at least he had talent.
Ow.
Yeah, see, this is, guys, come on.
Well, in all fairness, he's like sweetening it up with like processing and echo.
Yeah,
I mean, we did it raw.
Like, oh, really?
He edited it.
Okay. Doesn't every band pretty much do that? I feel like, you know, I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, we're like a live band and he's like a studio band.
Oh, you don't think that, you know, they don't sweeten up live bands at all, huh? Are you all right?
I do like how the video says, caution, do not attempt. And the first thing we did was attempt.
Yeah.
And you see the rest of it says, all stunts were performed by a clueless amateur, and you'd probably make him look bad.
Actually, yeah, he's completely right on that.
Yep.
So someone right suggested that maybe Vicky does that for her OnlyFans.
Slap my cheeks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, slap those cheeks.
I'm not sure. I mean, when they're asking Vicky to bang her mouth on OnlyFans, I'm a little afraid of this.
Someone was requesting that you do Sweet Child of Mine, BJ.
Yeah, someone can request that. That's what America's about.
Yeah, I couldn't do that one without, like, walking home with two red cheeks.
Yeah, where do
and
we go from here? That's I'll tell you where we go from here in the immortal words of Sweet Child of Mine. Where do we go from here? I'll tell you. Anywhere but here. Don't ruin the song, Steve.
I did the Where Do We Go part for you, BJ.
Thanks.
Oh, that's what that was?
Yeah.
Yeah, is that what that was?
Happy early Father's Day.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Yep. I mean, I'll FaceTime you on Sunday if you want me to do it on Father's
Day. You know, I'm good. Thanks.
So it's a kiss. So it's a KSW's new house band, the Facebangers, headlining Pain in the Grass from Leighton and Kent.
don't Google the Facebangers.
Actually, Facebanger is the best part of that whole bit.
Oh,
we
could do
done.
Like Facebangers with like the Metallica font.
Oh, there you go.
I like the pointy parts on each, on the F and then the, bangers with a Z or an S?
Z, of course. Hardcore.
Okay, good.
There you go.
Someone just tried to do sound to silence on their face, but now their face hurts. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
We could start an OnlyFans called Facebangers because then people will go to it thinking it's, but then it's just us banging on our faces.
We'll probably get a lot of subscriptions at first, but then also a lot of cancellations.
You know what? That's fine. We just need the initial bump and then we'll be good to go.
We're just going like we're short squeezing people.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, whatever that. You know what? I'm just tired of living in this world when I hear these things.
Well, where are you going to go? Mars?
Where do I go?
Probably, yeah.
Where do I go? I think I will go to. I'm going to see if Jeff Bezos will take me as a stowaway.
Please.
I'm going to try to stow away on Jeff Bezos' rocket. Okay. All right. Well, that was probably the best part of my radio career right there. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
In horse racing, how many furlongs are in a mile?
Six.
No.
Nine.
No.
Three.
No.
Who
Two?
Was?
No.
We were looking for eight, sir. If you want a shot at beating Steve, oh, you got it. Bang your face, do whatever you want. 206-421-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Migs at 848 on The Rock.
It's so good.
Is it, though?
Tell Mike McCready.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. How long is a bankruptcy going to affect my credit rating?
Of course, most of the time, by the time we're talking about filing a bankruptcy, the credit has already taken a huge hit. Chapter 7 is going to affect it more negatively than Chapter 13. Chapter 7 stays on your credit report for 10 years from the time you file. It usually takes 7 or 8 years for your credit scores to get back into the normal range in a Chapter 7 case. However, your credit will start to recover even in Chapter 7 after about a year. You'll be able to get credit again right away, usually before your case is even over. Chapter 13 stays on your credit report for 7 years and usually takes about three and a half years for your credit to get back in the normal range. So Chapter 13 will mean your credit gets better much more rapidly.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.